So in your own words, what does your company do and what pain do you solve for your customers?
We are a design build general contractor. Mm-hmm. And we are mostly in the industrial field, commercial industrial.
And prior to finding the right IT solution for a company, were there any challenges that kept you awake at night?
I guess before Excel, it was mostly a lot of disorganization, where we would try to complete a project and it was just not organized. And it was just a lot of headache on our part, quite honestly.
Yeah, I guess project management is a fairly common challenge at a lot of companies. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see that playing into things. At the time, what steps did you take to solve the challenges that did not work and why didn't they work?
Well, I think the company that we were working with just wasn't very proactive. And we had too many technicians that were looking at our equipment that weren't really working together.
And what were the biggest costs associated with trying to solve your challenges?
I believe we've been with Excel for a few years now and we're really happy with them. But I believe when we were with the previous company, I'm trying to remember their billing structure. I know that we were under contract with them. And I believe it was an annual contract that we were with them. But any kind of projects that there seemed to be at that time, a lot of billing that was not included with what we were looking for, I guess.
So you didn't have all the features that you needed?
Yeah, I think so. Like I said, it's been a while that we've been with Excel, so I don't remember 100%, but what we got with Excel was exactly what we were looking for.
Yeah, so things have been smooth sailing since then.
Yeah.
And before you solve these challenges, what did a typical work day look like for you or the staff?
Well, I was like the IT guy.
Wow.
Did not want to be.
No, I bet. Did you have a background in IT? And
Not at all.
It wasn't part of your skill set.
Right.
I could see that being incredibly frustrating.
Yeah. So, and there was not really, I mean, there was a help desk that we had, but it was a lot of it was going through me and definitely like a part-time job for myself, I would say.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I could see that even turning into a full-time job, depending on the velocity. How did you come to realize that a strategic IT solution is what you needed? What major concerns were you looking to address?
Well, I think what I just mentioned, that it was just a lot more on my plate than I needed. And just the company that we were working with they were, like I said, not really as organized as we would have liked them to have been. We needed a solution to basically take some of that off my plate, where when the tickets were being created, that they get solved. Plus, we needed somebody that the employees could basically just call up a help desk rather than going through me all the time.
So you knew you needed a solution because you'd already had one, just that the one previously wasn't exactly working.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. And how did you learn about Excel?
I think it was just, straight from like Google. I don't remember exactly, but I remember we had interviewed probably about 6 different IT providers. And the package that Excel offered was really kind of what we were looking for, where, it was a straight one monthly fee that we would pay. And it was basically 24 hours of, we can call anytime, unlimited, tickets per month, with the flat fee. So I liked that structure where we were able to get a hold of them at any time and in as many times as we needed for one flat fee, which was great.
And were you initially skeptical about Excel? And if so, why?
The only thing I was a little skeptical about was it was quite a bit more than we had previously been paying. So I wanted to make sure that we were going to get our money's worth. But other than that, the rep that I spoke to when we first met Excel, he was really good at and pretty thorough. So he made me feel pretty confident that everything was going to be handled correctly.
That makes sense. And is there anything that helped you overcome your skepticism? Was it just that conversation?
Only, I think, just from interviewing, you know, a few other IT companies, that pricing was very comparable with them. And there was one other company that offered a very similar package. And if we hadn't gone with Excel, we probably would have gone with the other company. But I don't remember. I don't remember why we chose Excel over that other company, but they were very similar. And I think maybe it had to do with the sales rep at that time. Yeah. As far as overcoming the skepticism, I would say it was after comparing Excel with other companies, they seemed like the best one to go with.
And what was the buying decision process like? And was there anyone else involved?
Yes. So there's two owners with our company. So the two owners obviously had to approve this. Then we've also got our vice president of finance, who was also involved in that decision. And it was basically making that decision, like I said, interviewing the other IT providers. I basically put everything out on a spreadsheet, you know, describing what we were going to get for our money. And, you know, after that careful consideration and looking at what we were going to get, that's how we chose Excel.
So how was Excel used to solve the problems you mentioned earlier? Was it basically plug and play, or was there some strategizing involved?
It was not plug and play. I think they came in and looked at our system and analyzed exactly, you know, how our company worked and the logistics of our business. And, you know, before they made any changes at all, they made sure they had a thorough understanding of how our company worked, you know, in our entire computer system before they made any changes. Once those changes were made, I would say once, you know, that review was made and the analysis was made, I would say probably within about 2 months, you know, with different steps put in place, after about 2 months, everything was switched over to Excel. We were completely disconnected from our old IT provider, and that actual switch over, you know, from one company to the other, they had to work together, you know, to do that. But it was pretty, you know, no problems.
Yeah. So basically, after a thorough assessment, they implemented this solution. Exactly. That's great. And what's the number one result you got from implementing a strategic IT solution in your company? Efficiency, productivity, or otherwise?
Probably both of those. Probably the best part about working with Excel is that, well, for one, it's all off of my plate.
Yeah, no kidding.
And our employees, whenever they have a problem, can call up Excel at any time and get the help that they need. And I don't have to be involved in that.
Wonderful. Yeah. And that's definitely connected to our next question. Basically, now that you've solved those challenges, what does a typical workday look like for you now that you aren't the go-to IT person?
Well, it is much better. we've actually, you know, from when we first started working with Excel to now, the number of tickets that we have to call in for any problems that we've had to call in for, you know, month by month, are much, much, much less than when we started with Excel.
What is your next big goal and what are you looking to achieve in your company?
Well, we've got some goals in place. We have quarterly meetings with Excel, and we've got an internal IT team that makes decisions on what our corporate goals are. Right now, I think we're looking to make some changes in our project scheduling. So we're working with our IT team to figure out what program is going to be best to do that, which, you know, if we change to a different software platform, that's one of the changes we're looking into right now. We've made some recent changes where we implemented using programs like DocuSign, which could not have come at a better time now that we're all in quarantine. That's actually been just a savior over this past couple months that we are able to, you know, get documents and contracts and change orders signed remotely. But as far as, you know, goals, we basically that we have the quarterly meetings with them that we go through and try and get those completed each quarter.